In other words, even if it conflicts with the mission.
I don't think it does conflict with the mission. I think that, from the legal standpoint, you got to do what you have to do legally. But in terms of being able to make sure that that mission is upheld, that's who we are. We can't change that, and we shouldn't want to.
Okay. All right.
I think we're out of time now. Thanks, Silly Ray. And thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you very much. I am honored to be able to talk to you, and I wish you the best luck, and also to all of you who are going off the board, thank you for your contributions to the network.
Thanks, Jim. And Wendy will be contacting you about whatever we decide.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Jim.
Thank you. Bye.
Is our next candidate ready?
John Murphy here, ready to go.
Hi, John.
Hi, folks.
Good to hear from you tonight.
John, it's good to hear.
John, you have a total of 20 minutes, and the first part of it, we'd like you to introduce yourself and talk about yourself a little bit, and then take questions from board members. Okay?
Okay, that sounds fine. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for another opportunity to chat with you. I was very happy and honored to have some time with you in Houston to share some ideas previously, and I feel more excited than I was before about getting involved in some way with Pacifica. A little quick background for you all. I grew up in the New York City area with WBAI in the 1960s as a listener. And it really touched me deeply and became part of the core for my work in community radio. I've been with the Pacifica affiliate now for over 30 years. WHUS is my station. I'm the general manager there. And they were part of that movement in the 1970s that took many college stations across the country and transformed them into community radio stations, which we are. And we've been very, very involved with Pacifica all the way up until the present time. My real focus at this point is to try to help Pacifica deal with what I think is not talked about enough, which is the major environmental media changes that, to me, are a much greater challenge to us than our internal challenges over the history and financial stresses. I think one thing that we need to remember is the world is changing all around us right now, and when we get ourselves more unified and clearer, we have to do a great deal of work to adapt to the social changes and the technology changes that are affecting the public in a huge way that can challenge the use of radio as a medium itself. And one thing I would like to focus a lot of my work on is trying to maintain the radio identity of Pacifica and the work of Lewis Hill and the model of listener-sponsored radio surviving for the future. And I'm really focused on the idea of using the affiliates that we have as another resource that has yet to be fully developed to support not only themselves, but the whole Pacifica family as an entity. I think there's a lot of opportunities, and I mentioned a few of those in Houston, and I'll just mention a few of them now while we have some time. I think a lot of our individual affiliate stations can become local community assets for media training, to partner with local schools to provide public access, to learn how to use digital technology. There are so many social activist organizations that are out there that are beginning to think about the internet and the web as a way for them to advocate for their good work. And if our stations can be part of helping those people empower themselves to learn digital skills for their own efforts, that they can begin to post content on their websites, to try to strengthen the entire progressive movement, and we can help cast those technology seeds to help people at the local level. And I think if the affiliates, one thing I'm very excited about is something that I've been working on with a handful of people now for maybe 6 months, especially Ursula, is the idea of a cooperative of our affiliates. We already have a network in place, but a cooperative effort among affiliates could raise the bar for fundraising that could be done at a larger scale, possible grant projects that could bring money into the system so Pacifica can find new ways to raise funds that are consistent with the history and the mission, but not always hitting listeners all the time as a primary source, but some other way to combine grant funding and special projects to combine support for stations locally and at the national office level as well. I think the affiliates are very much a part of the history and the future, and I think one thing that I would like to do if I was on the board is find a way to get more communication between the affiliates and the PNB so that as these ideas are developed, I had a couple of conversations with David Beaton about the idea of a think tank. What can the affiliates do to assist the work that can be leveraged so that we can find ways to raise funds together? And I think the affiliate position on the board is a great linkage to keep things united from the beginning, to help communications be very high and clear, so that as the affiliate projects begin to move forward, everybody agrees in the beginning about how great this could be. And, of course, the mechanics will have to be worked out in the future. But I do think that the affiliates are a great resource that have to be developed more than they are right now, and that's been talked about quite a bit. But I have some very specific projects and ideas that I've worked out that can actually provide some steps for affiliates to try so that they don't start with a clean slate, but they actually have a few ideas they can work on together and test out. So that's enough of an intro, I think, with my time. And I'll kind of rely on our previous conversations as well to help you with some background.
Thanks very much, John.
Sure.
Questions for John?
Yeah, this is Bonnie.
Go ahead.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, John. Can you talk a little bit about your familiarity or lack thereof with the Pacifica governance system? Have you had any opportunity in the past to listen to any of the open meetings, et cetera?
Yes, I have, in fact, although I didn't get a chance to hear earlier tonight. I came on about maybe 9:30 or 9:25. But I have been listening and following, and I think the whole governance issue reflects the best and the worst of the democratic process. It is so open. It is beautiful. The fact that people can hear meetings like this and can hear the struggles for themselves is really a great thing to keep people aware that this is a living thing. This is not something that sits on a shelf and it comes up on a phone call once in a while. It's a living entity. And I think that the awareness of the structure between the various boards, the issues of governance and control, the LSBs and the national, and all the great legal troubles that come up when people are unhappy with things and they end up resorting to legal avenues to resolve problems rather than other methods internally. I think a lot of the governance can be made easier if people remember that we really need to think more in a survival mode than we have been. It really is survival, and to me, it's not a challenge. It's an opportunity for better things.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next? Who's next?
Then I think I'll go next.
Is that Billy Ray?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Billy Ray.
You know, John, in 1934, the original Communications Act, that transistor radio communications was also an emergency method of communications within America. How do you feel about real-time radio since the censorship been put on with the seconds delay and that sort of thing? And do you think that Pacifica should ever challenge that particular rule?
You mean the rule that actually requires a 7-second delay for live broadcasts?
Yes.
Well, I understand why they do it. I think if it's used for censorship issues by the entity itself, it's an unfortunate thing and it's a waste and it's very destructive. If it's used as a way to protect the license, then I think sometimes you have to deal with the political reality of the regulatory environment right now. The fees have been raised to such outrageous levels that the economic impact of these has to be measured carefully. I love live radio. I think it's the most important form we have. As much as people like to have downloads and podcasts, to me, the thing about radio that makes it so powerful is the live human interaction in real time. I think this is where radio started, and this is where radio needs to stay. It's one of our biggest advantages because anybody can download audio from any place. But if you want to have a live human being there in real time, radio is still the main thing. And to me, that's the heart and core of everything that we do. Whatever else we do to make our content available later is fine for those who missed it, but we have to have that live interactivity. And the idea of a live delay, I know, is a tactic that's used sometimes. I understand why people are worried about the FCC fines right now. I don't like delays. We don't use them at HUS right now. We don't use live delays. So we have not gone into that, but we do have, you know, technology for a dump if we need to, but we don't use it technically right now.
You know, as I asked you in Houston, Texas, you know, about the content and programming responsibility transfer to the ownership of radio stations, that is just as important as that dump switch, as you say, because as far as I'm concerned and feel, is that like, when I was a very young man, we had what they call atomic drills, you know, where you got under the desk and that kind of thing. Real-time communication is the key. And right now, Pacifica is really been more focused on finance than real-time communications. And I thought that as a part of this board coming into existence.
Well, you know, I think one thing that's important to remember, this might be a challenge for the new board. Some of the board members have got to deal with the financial stresses and the things that you've been working on for the last couple of years to make the thing, to make the whole family run better. But some people need to take time to focus on the external changes. Because even if everything was honky-dory right now and Pacifica didn't have financial stress or internal issues to heal, the environmental challenge to our medium is critical. And that we're at a turning point, I think, historically, which is a great opportunity, but we need to have people in our family look into the future to make sure that our technology is preserved and the application adapts to new human situations that are happening today.
George for the stack, please.
Okay, go ahead, George, you're next.
George?
Yeah, just as an aside, I mean, we have somebody calling in intending to violate the FCC rules, and we have to have this 7 seconds to dump him. He wants to bring down a fine on us, so we really don't have a choice. But, John, glad to hear you back. And my question is, how do you see working together, the network and the...
Somebody is not muted.
Yes, can everybody please mute their phone? We're hearing you conversation.
Right.
There.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to hear George. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay, let me start again.
Yeah.
How do you see the network and the affiliates working together to increase live listenership of the kind you were talking about?
Whose voice is that?
Oh, man.
Somebody's talking there.
It's a man.
It sounds like Jim.
It's a male voice.
It's not Jim.
Rico, can you mute? Maybe it's Rico. Rico?
Dry humor. The outlook on what's going on. And also,
I can't tell who it is.
Can we all hang up and call back?
I think.
Have a good time, man.
Yeah, no,
good luck.
Soon.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah.
Rico?
Rico.
Is that Rico? I think it is. Okay. It's quiet now. Let's continue. Go ahead.
Okay. All righty, folks. Thanks. So we're hanging up with this.
John, did you get the question?
I think I did, George. And it's good to talk to everybody again. I think one thing that should be remembered is that if it weren't for the affiliates, the bulk of the country would never hear Pacifica Radio. The five flagships were the roots of Lewis Hill's gift to us. This is where the family started. But since that time, the affiliates have allowed the content largely produced at the flagships and by independent producers. The flagships get Pacifica to Main Street and smaller cities and towns across the country. And I think the idea we already have the network, but the idea of bringing more consciousness at the local level of Lewis Hill and Pacifica, so the affiliates are not just there to carry the programs, but to actually advocate for Pacifica locally and to let their listeners know about Lewis Hill, to use some of their airways to connect them to the larger family. So it's not just a source of content, but it's a family well that the listeners need to know so that if they want to connect to Pacifica, there's a much larger thing happening going on. And I think the more stations like mine, which are the affiliates, the more that we blow the horn of Pacifica in the appropriate way, and the more that we let our listeners know what's at stake, there's a potential. And I still think that if we find projects that I mentioned to you briefly in Houston, if we set up our affiliates, flagships, to create pins on the map for a national music and politics tour for social activism to take the road so that when organizations and musicians want to move around the country, the affiliates are the ideal home bases for these tours, and they can leverage all that activity locally and nationally. I don't want to use a lot of time now on that, but I did mention this in Houston a little bit, the idea of a national tour that would bring all the affiliates together at local levels and still give us a larger national identity. So there's a lot of things that affiliates can do to help working together so that it would not just help their station individually, but the whole family as an entity.
Sean, to the deck.
Okay. Sean?
Yeah, hi, John. It's good to talk to you again, sir. This is Sean Casey O'Brien from KPFK.
Hi, Sean.
Good to talk to you. And, boy, you do a great job, because I was going to ask you a question about expanding our reach through the affiliates, and you did all that with the think tank and the cooperatives. So let me tell you about one of my concerns, and then I'd just like to hear your response to it. You know, all across this network right now, we are making programming changes, and, you know, messing with the grid is always a dicey proposition to begin with. But I believe that, you know, just changing the grid isn't enough. We need to do more promotion, much along with what you were just talking about with the national tour. But I'm also talking about everything from billboards on the sides of buses and that kind of thing, because I believe that no matter how good your programming changes are, without promotion to let people know that there's changes afoot, it's all for naught. And I'd like to have your ideas on that and how promotion and programming have to work in parallel.
Well, I think your point is very powerful because, and this kind of touches on something I said in my opening, people have more places to go to consume media than ever before besides radio. And we need to make sure that the public is aware that, you know, radio was there first. Radio is live, it is unique, it is local, and it is locally based. And the promotional aspect of programming is actually part of the survival. I don't look at it as an option. I don't look at it as a campaign that you do for a few weeks. It has to be an ongoing activity because of the environment changing all around us. We need to be active. And I think one other thing that we can do is to begin to take advantage of our digital channels to begin to stream more than one service so that we're not fighting over one 24-hour day as we used to do in the past. I think Pacifica needs to find a voice in languages other than English, so who are speaking other languages can connect to the philosophy and mission of Pacifica, which for many of them will be very unique and special and probably reassuring according to a lot of the things happening in our country right now. If I was from some other country and I learned about Pacifica, I would feel a lot better about America, but that might be my bias. But I think the idea of other languages, the idea of connecting to these immigrant communities locally, this can generate opportunities for fundraising and support and promotion to audiences that are brand new, and also younger audiences. Younger people are on the web more than radio, and we need to stay deeply connected to young people before they get totally co-opted with another commercial game and another commercial tool for the flavor of the year, and they get sucked into that black hole of commercialism. And if you keep young audiences connected at a young age, then you have them for life. As they age, they will stay. They know there's one place that was honest, trustworthy, and valid.
Hello?
That they could trust it.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have time for
one more
question. Thank you. One more question, and Lizette, it's your question.
It's not so much a question as a warning that having programs to meet the, you know, to attract people of different languages does not necessarily turn out to be good fundraising events. That has happened at PFW, and some of the weakest fundraising programs we have on air are just that. I think we need to be looking at the kind of programs we provide and not just programs.
Well, I think to respond, you have to expect appropriately. You can't expect a small program service that might target a small part of your community and expect them to be a cash cow, but they could very much be a part of your future in the long run. And as that community establishes itself and finds security, Pacifica stations can be one of the places that cared about them from the beginning. So whether it's a lot of money or a little, it's more a relationship of trust and awareness. And you build on that. It's not meant to be a cash cow up front. I think a lot of times you have to invest spirit first and do good work, and the money will come after that is done, but not before.
Thank you for the clarification.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Jim. Your time is about up.
Hey,
and,
John.
Yep.
I'm sorry, John.
Sure.
I'm losing my place. So we thank you very much for your application and for your conversation with us tonight. Wendy will be contacting you sometime in the future when we make our final decision. And again, we'd like to thank you.
My last, just one last thought I'd like to share, and that I am very happy you gave me another opportunity to talk with you. Just want to reassure you all that my commitment is the same, and if the choice is such that you feel that with the candidates you have, there's other people that could be better serving you on the board, then I would be very honored to continue to work with you on the affiliates task force to try to make a contribution in that area that I've been speaking about so much tonight to find some place. But I'm very committed to Pacifica, and I trust you all to know the right thing to do. And I thank you again very much. And I look forward to finding a way to work with you all in the future again. And everybody should keep the faith.
Thank you.
Excellent. Grace, can I just add a little thing? I don't know if I should have said this at the end of each person's interview, but that the PNB, well, actually, we haven't even done this yet, but I'm assuming that since the manager of PFW and the station people at PFW and the coordinating committee and was unanimous that the PNB will choose. Is this on the agenda that the PNB will choose tonight to make the DC meeting the 29th through the 31st of January? Can I just move it right now? Coordinating committee moves that the Pacifica National Board in-person meeting in D.C. be January 29th through 31st. Can we just get a unanimous vote on that right now?
That's a bit off the agenda, but is there any objection to that?
I think everybody will like that.
In-person meeting?
No objection.
Okay.
Wendy, thank you for that, because I needed to know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. So there's as there is no objection to that. That is resolved. Okay. It's too late to go on with any further business. We will have to. It's time to now decide whether we want to have a continuation meeting, whether we want to just agendize this meeting for next week. How we want to deal with this.
I have a date, Grace.
Yes.
As much as I have objected to Fridays all year, I'm going to move that the PNB adjourn to December 11th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. If we need it, then I'm going to suggest that we do December 13th, 2 days later. And we just have to do as many of them as we have to do until this is done.
Okay, so December 11th, Friday, December 11th, we would be continuing with this agenda then.
Yeah, 8:30 Eastern.
Okay. Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to continuing this meeting at 5:30 p.m. this Friday, December 11th?
8:30.
8:30 Eastern time, sorry.
First night of Hanukkah last year, too.
Oh, I suck. Yeah, I'm so not Jewish. Sorry.
Okay, so is there any objection to that? Is that an objection, Bonnie?
Not so, but
I'm not going to argue it.
Okay. So hearing
it helps. I'm an atheist.
This is Jim. I hello.
Yeah. Somebody sounds like they're shoveling snow or something.
Everybody mute, please.
Yes. Can people please mute? I hear dishwashing. Hello.
Hello.
That's really.
Okay. Can you mute, please? Somebody? Okay. So, is there any objection to meeting Friday, December 11th, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time?
I prefer Sunday, 13th.
Okay.
We may need both, actually. That was I think we might need both, Jim.
Oh, you think so?
I
think so.
Can we make it Sunday? Billions and budgets. Sunday. Yes, I agree with Wendy.
This is, can I speak now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Could we make it Sunday and Monday? I'm on the road Thursday through Sunday, but I'll get back home by Sunday evening in time.
Okay, so here we go. I'll tell you what. Richard, let's take the role. If you want Friday, vote Friday. And if you want Sunday, vote Sunday. Okay?
Well, wait.
What if you want both?
What you want for? Oh, I don't know.
Monday is the question. If you want.
Yeah, Afia is asking for Monday instead of Friday.
Okay, so Sunday and Monday. So that would be.
I can't do it.
The 13th and 14th, right?
Right.
Okay.
We had scheduled a coordinating committee for the 14th, but I would imagine that the coordinating committee would defer to the PM.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It is better.
We know them. They're our friends.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
This is George. I have a meeting on the 14th of an organization I'm part of. I'd just as soon not do it then.
So vote no on the 14th.
Yes, well, I'd like the 13th. I'd like the 11th and the 13th to come up for a vote.
I'm with you, George.
And that makes a breather. I prefer that, too.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. Let's vote either the 11th and 13th or the 13th and 14th. And then we'll see which one wins, all right?
However, but Grace, but we can vote yes on all of them if we're really reasonable, cooperative people that don't have a conflict, right?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Okay, yes on everything. We'll
what does that mean, yes on everything? We're going to be three times?
Watch
no,
out, yeah.
Either or. Yes on either or.
True.
Or
okay.
We could just vote on the 11th.
Let's just
and decide
get. Let's just get
on
it. Again, on let's
11th.
Just do it. If you like, Richard, we're going to vote 11th. On the 11th and 13th, or the 13th and 14th, or yes on either. Okay.
Okay.
And how will you figure out?
Yes on either is an abstention.
Grace, can we do them one at a time? Can we, like, do the 11th and then do the 13th? And
yeah, that's
we have to go through the group twice to do that.
Yeah,
it's
better
it
this way,
yep.
Wendy, because then we get the preference.
That's the only way you can do it, Grace, is to do it individually.
It's not.
What if
sure.
I can't
can do
the 13th?
Way.
Do I have to vote down the 11th, the most efficient
right.
day, the first one?
Well, the 13th is on both choices. So, I don't know how you would even figure that out.
You know how I figure them out individually.
This is Sherry.
Yes
I have
no.
a suggestion.
Okay,
go
good.
Would Richard just call the roll and people can say yes on the 11th, no on the 13th, yes on the 14th. And you only have
sure.
to call the roll once.
Okay, that's what
right.
I'm saying. Basically was
okay.
my suggestion.
I can live
go ahead,
that.
Richard. We'll let the...
Sherry?
Okay,
let's not have crosstalk. Richard, I think, has it. Go ahead.
The first choice is just the 11th or the 11th
no,
and the 11th
and
13th?
All three.
Just say, Sherry, what can you do?
You're making
Sherry, what can you do?
Oh, boy. about the meetings, I would say 11? Yes on the 11th, yes on the 13th, and no on the 14th.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Go,
that was four
person?
Things. Okay, Bonnie Simmons.
Yes,
what
on
can
the
you
11th.
Do?
Yes, on the 13th.
No on the 14th.
Did you say yes on the 11th?
Two,
yes.
The 11th and 13th. Continue.
Okay, Andreas Turner. You're cutting out, Andrea. If everybody else would be quiet, we can get this done quickly. Andrea?
Yes.
Yes on what? 11th and 13th?
And 14th.
13th and 14th?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Say it again, please. It cut out.
Yes.
She said the 13th and the 14th. Next person?
Okay. Joe Wenzala.
Thank you. The 11th and the 13th.
Okay.
11th and 13th?
11th and 13th.
Okay. Sean O'Brien. I'm not calling Grace because I figure she'll show up at all of them.
I can do any of them, so I'm open.
Okay.
Okay.
Leslie Radford. Leslie, you there?
Yeah, I'm unmuting. The 11th and 13th.
Okay.
11th and 13th. Okay. Rico Ross. Rico, you there? Hello, Rico.
We lost Rico, I think.
George Ryder.
I can do the 11th and 13th. I can't do the 14th.
Okay.
Okay, Sandra Rowland. Sandra, you there? Wendy Srell.
11, 13, or 14 are all fine.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Okay.
Nia Bediako?
11 and 13. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
11 and 13. That's... Carolyn Burden? Carolyn?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. Yes, I can do the 11th and the 13th.
Okay.
Kathy Davis. Kathy? Hello? Jamie Ross?
I can do any one of them.
Okay.
Jim Brown?
I can do the 13th and the 14th.
Okay.
And you can't do it. That's right. Hey, who's that?
This is Kathy. Did you get mine?
No.
No, you didn't tell me.
11 and 14.
11th and 14th. Okay. AC Bird. AC, you there? Lizette King.
I think I'm open.
All of them. Okay. Billy Ray Edwards.
Open all of them.
David Beaton.
11 and 13. Just want to make a point that it's important if Afia is going to be there because she would be interviewed, I believe, right?
But she's being interviewed tonight.
I don't know. Afia Wangaza?
13th and 14th.
And you can't be there on the 11th. Okay. How do you want to count these, Madam Chair?
Mr. Secretary?
We have, listen to me. I've counted them. We have eight for the 11th and 13th, three for the 13th and 14th, six for anything, and one for the 11th and 14th.
This is Wendy?
Yes.
Those six for anything. Those six for anything ought to be counted in with those other numbers, so you just have specific numbers to look at.
Groovy, man.
Okay.
Let me...
I'd like to change my vote in light of the fact that Afia...
Sean, wait. Let me get my point, and then you decide if you need to make your point.
Okay, thank you, Wendy.
The bylaws say that our amended, amazing new bylaw says, the one that changed it to this time of the year, says that after a 30-day notice that we conduct the vote on a certain day. So when I read that, even though it didn't really make any sense, I noticed a meeting for the 20th. So we do have a meeting on the 20th where it says we're supposed to vote. So in light of that, we could hear from these other candidates on whatever day between now and then I do think that it's, I would hope that we hear from the candidates on the earlier days, and then we could actually, I can't imagine anybody hating us for voting earlier than it said. But anyway, but we do have a meeting notice on the 20th of December.
Oh, so point of information, Wendy, is the point that you're making is we would be able to hear from the candidates on the 11th or on the 13th or on the 14th, and we could hear one or the other on any of those dates?
Yes, that is my point.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's sensible. Okay.
Sorry, thank you. I should have, like, had you say it.
So, it's pretty clear that many more people can make the 11th and 13th than can make the 13th and 14th. So the continuation meetings will be the 11th and then continue to the 13th. And at this point, and we'll be starting on the Friday the 11th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Eastern Standard Time, and on the 13th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As that's the Sunday, we start the Sunday meeting at 8.
You know, Grace, Wendy.
Yes.
Since that's a Sunday, could we possibly meet earlier on that Sunday? I think we probably could. The reason we have to meet as late as we do on Fridays or any weekdays is so people can get home from work.
Which day? The third.
The Sunday one, the 13th.
It's KPFA Crafts Fair.
Okay,
please,
so
can we keep with our standard practice that's worked so far?
Let's keep it to
the
standard.
Now is not a wise use
of
time.
I think this proves we need a amendment to our bylaws to change all this out of our holiday season. Because, guys, I'm telling you something. We destroy people's holiday seasons with all of this. We should be dealing
with
this.
What holiday are you missing to come to this meeting, Sean?
There you go.
Yeah, okay. Festivus.
Come on.
Anyway, okay, we're meeting.
Ask my girlfriend.
At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday the 11th and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday the 13th. And now I would entertain a motion to adjourn. However, we're going to be meeting in closed session in 3 minutes after we adjourn, okay?
After we pee.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're so moved. Would someone email me the phone? This is George. Would someone email me the
phone
number?
Yes, I'll send
the phone
number. Okay. So.
And the code? Can you email it to all of us?
I will.
It's the same number, guys.
Yes. Okay. So is there any
code?
I'll send.
Do you have a second? Are we adjourned?
Second.
I guess so. Yeah. I'll send you the code.
Since there's no objection, I'm sure we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.